Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory.
Oh, hello, chickens. I am very excited to welcome into the Theory Dome. I don't know why I'm calling it the Theory Dome, the Theory Lounge, the Theoryverse, the wonderful, the delightful Stephen O'Donnell. Barjo!
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, look, it's more like, I think you're trying to do like Thunderdome, but you're doing Theory Dome. It's like the Thunderdome, but a lot less intense.
And a lot less pulling my finger, which if I had the Thunderdome, that's why it would be called that.
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm great. Now, before we talk about this week's episode of Doctor Who, I've got to tell you something. I know you were disappointed that Graham didn't die because you'd been hoping for that from day one.
That's all I ever wanted. That's all I only out of love. I just wanted him to die so I could love him more. And now I just don't. Now I just like, oh, he's on holiday.
But he is returning to the show.
That's exciting.
For the, not the New Year's Day special. I think he's going to be in Jodie Whittaker's final episode. He's going to return.
Okay. Well, that makes sense for him to be in her final episode. Or maybe he'll cop it then.
So he may die, or even worse, as he's about to die, she'll sacrifice her life to save him.
Yeah, okay. Well, as long as someone goes.
It's a regeneration episode. Someone has to die.
Well, they've got it. They've tricked us with that before. Oh, there's a glow. Oh, never mind. He's fine.
I can't believe, like, there's been so much carnage in the show. Like, it's just none of the people you want to die. Is that
That's
the problem?
Right. A very specific hit list.
Now, how did you feel about the reveal that the Doctor has been hounded once again by her adoptive mother, Tiki Tiki Tata?
And I can't look. There's a lot to unpack with this episode, and the fact that the Doctor's mother it looks to be an avant gardener. That's all I can think about. Is that she's popped over from Bunnings to like destroy the universe.
she does look like she's about, after she finishes sorting out the universe, I'm just going to go and film a story for Gardening Australia.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, hold on. Take off the hat, at least. I mean,
I know.
Why do you need it? Stupid. Why would you need this hat? There's no reason why you've got that hat. I'm pretty sure she had a hat around her neck.
She did on her back.
A little confusing. Yeah, put it on and take it off. Unless it's a fashion accessory. Either way, I'm not into it. And why is there a tree in her spaceship? That is just going to get termites.
Maybe that's what the hat was for. Maybe because of all the falling leaves. Because it looked like it was very autumnal. It was quite pink.
Maybe there's some space birds in there. She needs to watch out for space bird poo.
Space birds. Dropping space turds.
I could get behind.
Could be squirrels throwing nuts at her. Maybe the hat is purely, is not decorative. Maybe it is useful once she's under the tree.
Some sort of protection. Well, unfortunately, it couldn't protect me from the incredibly confusing series we've been watching. Now, I actually don't know your take on the series. So this is, I'm going to give you my understanding of where we're at, and then we can take it from there. Okay, maybe you can fill in some blanks.
I might be able to.
Basically, okay, there's a giant space fart called the Flux.
Yes.
And that's destroying everything.
The space pull my finger.
Yes. So it's coming after everything. It's coming after Earth, but there's a bunch of ships in the way, so it's not going to go through them because they've got
The man's best friend, the dogs.
I like dog man so much.
The Lipari.
He's fantastic.
Yes, they've covered the Earth in their spaceships.
They're but great. The sun's okay? Did it eat the sun in our solar system?
That hasn't been established. I mean, look, as far as physics goes, it's eaten enough of, I think, of the planets that now the Earth will be out of whack.
Right, okay.
Gravitation. So it would be drifting away from the sun.
Are the ships giving us heat? Are the ships creating a greenhouse effect? Should we be worried about this? That's a whole other thing I'm thinking about.
Yeah, no, there are a lot of problems going on. Also, things are happening in like 14 different time zones at once. So I'm I don't know what's happening.
Yeah. And some of it I really like, and some of it I'm like, why does Dan... is he doing an Indiana Jones thing here? And surely that would have broken him. At the start of this episode, he falls to the ground in like an Indiana Jones moment multiple times. And I couldn't get past the fact that I think that would definitely have broken his hip in real life if he'd fallen down like that.
I don't know. He's from Liverpool. They're a hard species.
They're tough.
They punch on very, like he might have calluses in all those places.
Look, I do tend to get stuck on these details and then go on about it. So back to it, there's a space fart coming and Darth Maul and Darth Maul's bride. And also there's another Darth Maul-like person there who's kind of a bit more like, I guess, more like Darth Vader. Okay, so all the Darths are together and they have fantastic, fantastic fashion, I must say. I love their outfits. I love their
shoulder
crystals.
Pads alone.
Oh, wow. Amazing. I'm like, is this David Bowie here? That's all I kept thinking. Is this what happened to David Bowie? But yeah, it's a and the Doctor isn't from this universe, maybe from another one. And the Doctor's mother, as part of the Division, who we heard about in the last series from memory, the Division, right? The creepy, the secret ops thing, have been running around recruiting weeping angels or whoever they want, essentially. And what they're trying to do is leave this universe behind. Because of the Doctor, because they think the Doctor messed it up, but they're destroying it. Why they do that? Why?
Well,
just leave it. It's fine.
I thought because she was saying something about the Flux compressing the universe. So I'm wondering if they're putting it into a shoebox. If they're, you know, like one of those space bags where you put all your jumpers in and you vacuum them up so they fit, you can fit more stuff in.
I believe that's how they got the idea for the episode, actually.
Chris Chibnall's like, oh, it's winter. I've got to get all my jumpers out of the space bag. Oh, there's an idea.
there's so much to talk about in this episode. I don't understand all of it. I'm going to be completely honest. But what I do understand is Mr. Sheffield, a.k.a. the Snake Lord.
Yes.
The Grand Snake Man. Why is he giving people tapeworms?
Giant tapeworms. They're on a diet.
How do they not know they have a giant tapeworm in them? That thing was massive.
I think it manifests inside them and then crawls back into him. I don't really know how that works. I think it's a psychic tapeworm. Because that's what was protecting Kate from UNIT. She said, I'm wearing a psychic brace, which sounds uncomfortable. Like a psychic shield I'd be fine with, a psychic helmet. But a psychic brace sounds like, oh, where are you wearing that?
I could go a psychic brace when I'm in Adelaide traffic. People don't know how to merge in this city. I don't know if you know this. They don't know how to merge. They know how to drive generally. But merge like a zipper. Use a psychic brace to stop me from the pain of dealing in that.
That's not just Adelaide. That's Melbourne also. I think it's like Sydney's the only place where anyone can merge because the traffic is so horrific. It's like if you don't, you'll be there forever. But
that's right.
Adelaide only has traffic for about 14 minutes on a Thursday.
That is also true. Once again, I'm taking us off course a little bit.
That's what this podcast is like. Oh, okay, I end up talking about Grey's Anatomy half the time.
I gotta say, I loved the scary tapeworms. Like when they merged into his shoulder and his back, I was like, oh my God, this is giving me 70s Doctor Who vibes.
Yeah.
Like, remember the spiders on the back? Like in the 70s, they were
terrifying. Wasn't there a slug that was on the back of someone's neck in an episode, which was stopping them from seeing something? They couldn't see it on the back of their neck. It made me think of that.
Oh, that was the same thing for Donna. Me. Donna had the big bud, like the big, things on the back freak me out because you can't see them. It's like,
honestly, they've gone so big on the CGI for this series. And granted, I am watching it on iView, which I think is it's definitely over 100p. I don't think it's quite standard.
Blurry
definition.
View.
As someone who worked for the ABC for a long time, I'm quite used to iView quality. You work so hard to make a show look good, and then you have to watch it on iView. It's like, I would love it to. I think it's for shows like this, which have such crazy special effects, right? Like sometimes you can get a bit blurry. So I don't feel I'm getting the full impact of some of the really crazy space stuff that's going on. There is a lot going on. There's also this story about this couple that are trying to find each other. I don't really know how that ties into anything yet. We're at ep 5.
I know. I feel like there's going to be some big revelation. Also, we've also had the melting TARDIS, I gather looking at the preview for the New Year's Day special, which has cracks in the TARDIS, that we're not going to get an answer to that until next year.
Yeah. Okay.
But yes, there are a lot of questions and there's one more episode to go. I think we'll get 80% of our answers.
I don't think they're going to wrap it up. They're not going to wrap up anything. They have so many spinning plates. And I don't know. I mean, they've given us some answers, I feel, especially about the Doctor. And do you think the Doctor's from another dimension and just somehow came to this one? Do you think that's where they're heading with this? And how do you feel about it?
That's what Tiki Tiki Tata says. Tiki Tiki Nunu, Nunu, Nunu. I can never say her name. I mean, if that's what she says and that's where she was found, then sure. I mean, unless the Doctor is her own bootstrap paradox, where she is a future Time Lord that ends up getting sent back and they find her hanging out at the bottom of that wormhole.
Is it like the Red Dwarf thing where Lister was found under the table where he was conceived and it's a time loop so he can never... Yes. I don't know if you've seen that, but
you can't unpick it because then it's like, well, you created your own...
Exactly.
Thing, like, yeah.
Either way, something in there is gross, but I'm not quite sure which part of it. One of my other favorite parts of this episode was right at the start where they're looking at a pot which tells the future end date of Earth or something along those lines.
Just December the 5th, nothing else, which is the date the next episode goes to air, confusingly enough.
Actually, my birthday, I feel like it was made for me at this moment. thank you.
Happy
finale
birthday.
Presents. I get no presents anymore. I'm too old for presents.
Well, if anyone wants to buy Barjo a present, get on his Twitch and send him something.
Thanks, that'd be great.
We have talked for way too long. We've barely touched the edge of the episode. Thank you so much for joining me, darling, here in the Theory Dome.
What a pleasure. I hope I added something to it. Oh, they didn't invert the polarity. Did you notice at the end?
Almost, and then not quite.
No, but she said, I'm going to invert the polarity. She said it.
Yeah.
She said the thing. All right. I'll let you go. Thanks for having me. Really lovely to talk to you.
Thanks, doll. Big air kisses. Mwah, mwah.
Mwah, mwah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's GRAMMARLY.com/podcast. Easier said, done.